Israel on Hamas executing Palestinians, we want to know where the outrage is. By Joel B. Polak on October 19, 2025. The Israeli government demanded to know Sunday why the world is silent in the face of Hamas abuse of Palestinians in Gaza, including public beatings and executions, carried out in the 10 days since the ceasefire. Spokeswoman Shosh Bedrosian, briefing the international media, played videos of Hamas atrocities against Palestinian civilians, and noted the lack of protests, either from governments or from demonstrators abroad. She played videos of Hamas executing civilians in Gaza, men with their hands tied and blindfolded, shot in the head, and noted the silence of the ceasefire now and the Free Gaza voices around the world. "The international community must recognize what we are dealing with here," she said. "A violent terrorist organization that victimizes not just Israelis, but its own people. We want to know where the outrage is. Where are the UN resolutions demanding an end to the violence?" Bedrosian also recounted some of the testimonies of the freed living hostages about the suffering they had endured in 2 years of captivity. They had been locked inside cases, kept near corpses, fed so little that they lost up to 40% of their body weight, and suffered beatings and other forms of torture. There were still 16 bodies of hostages, out of 28 that Hamas had agreed to hand over by last Monday, she said, stating that Hamas was violating the terms of the ceasefire. "There will be no compromise and Israel will spare not effort until all of our hostages are home," she said. She also noted that Israel had taken action against Hamas terrorists who had fired an anti-tank missile and gunfire at Israeli soldiers operating to remove terrorist infrastructure in the southern city of Rafah. Earlier Sunday, the Prime Minister's office had issued a statement, following the violation of the ceasefire by Hamas. Prime Minister Netanyahu held a consultation with the defense minister and the heads of the security establishment and directed that strong action be taken against terrorist targets in the Gaza Strip. Asked by Breitbart News whether that meant the ceasefire was over, Bedrosian declined to answer directly, saying only that Israel continued to fulfill its own obligations under President Donald Trump's 20-point plan. She noted, also, that Israel considered the war to have been a success, especially as it broke the deadly chokehold that Iran tried to create here. She added that Israel's success had been achieved thanks to three factors: the sacrifices of Israeli soldiers, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's wartime leadership, and the special relationship that Israel maintained with U.S. President Donald Trump. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.